Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress help desk here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Ken Freeman, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. In today's show, you're going to learn a lot about Stripe and why and how to use Stripe in place of PayPal, Authorized Net, for your e-commerce or simple payment-enabled website. I know you want to stay tuned for that part of today's show. And before we get into the show, I wanted to tell you about a couple of new sites that we've been working on using the brand new story theme, that fully parallax widescreen theme that we've been using. We'll be launching the Compassion Care Center's website down in North Carolina, and then we have just started the finish work on the site up in Bend, Oregon. So two brand new sites that we are proud to announce, and we'll be giving you these in next week's broadcast. We'll give you the links to them as they will be live by that time. And let me just remind you that if you need someone to build you a great website, give us a call this week at 214-703-0505 or my personal cell phone at 903-926-2607. That's 214-703-0505 or 903-926-2607. And in the news, of course, I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of the new WordPress 4.3 that has just been updated this past week. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsors that make this show possible right here on Blog Talk Radio. And that is that for those of you who listen to my WordPress help desk, you need to know that if you are seeking really fast, secure, highly supported hosting for your WordPress, you need to know that bigger is not always better. In fact, too often when you host with the most promoted, most solidly sold hosting providers out there on every site that say the top host here, the top host there, hosts such as GoDaddy, InMotion, HostGator, JustHost, many others are getting you nothing but regular traditional Linux hosting on standard SATA drive servers. When you host with Hosting-Master, you get the very best of SSD hosting, which processes your WordPress 100 times faster to start with. And then because of their robust gzip compression paired with Google PageSpeed enhancements and complemented by high-speed caching, you get the very fastest download speeds available. We are as fast or if not faster than WP Engine in Austin, StudioPress in Dallas, and we are priced almost 40% less than either one. Check out Hosting-Master and tell them that you heard about their great WordPress hosting on Blog Talk Radio, and you will get a transfer-free, completely waived, making your transfer to Hosting-Master completely free of charge. That's our way of saying thank you for listening. Next, if you would like someone to create an award-winning WordPress website, contact WP Site Makers .com, who specialize in exclusively responsive and easy-to-use WordPress installs. That's wp-sitemakers.com. And now for the WordPress sites that you want to keep but not change, but need them to be maintained or managed, look no further than site-keeper.com for full WordPress managed support, upkeep, and maintenance of your favorite WordPress site. In addition, they provide full security setup for the best monitoring of your WordPress and personal live telephone support anytime, day or night, while working on your site. Again, let's review. Our top three sponsors are Hosting-Master, WP-SiteMakers, and Site-Keeper.com. Now, if you want to get started in the news, I think it's going to be a great discussion today as we talk about 4.3 and the install and some of the things buzzing around the WordPress community. So if you want to get started, remember that as we go through this show, in our page 2, you're going to hear a focus about Stripe, and number 3 on page 3 is our Q&A. And if you want to be part of the Q&A, all you have to do is email support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. That's 903-926-2607. So if you're ready, let's get started. In the news this week, WordPress has just updated the latest version of its ongoing security updates. Version 4.3.3 of WordPress, named Billy in honor of the jazz singer Billie Holiday, is available for download or update in your WordPress dashboard. It may have already updated if you're using WordPress's auto update feature. The new features in 4.3.3 make it even easier to format your content and customize your site. The menus are now in the customizer, where you can create your menu, update it, reassign it, and all while live previewing in real time. When 4.3.3 came along Tuesday this past week, hundreds of my websites were updated, mostly without a hitch. I think I had one site that had a momentary glitch occur. On another, I had to repair a database, but that's about it. Out of 100+ WordPress sites, only 2 were problematic. But other than that, all of the sites performed perfectly, and we saw that the main thing that happened was one site had went south, and we needed to update and repair the database. That was a momentary glitch because it was looking for one or two things that weren't there, or that the names had been changed. And once the database was repaired, everything went like a hitch. Now, what does 4.3.3 do for you? Well, one obvious change is more done with the customizer over on the left temporary sidebar than ever before. The visual editor, I think, still leaves one to wonder, when will it be fixed and truly give you what you see is what you get? We're not quite there yet, and there are plugins that will allow you to do that, like Visual Composer, but it's something I think WordPress needs to deal with and grow up and fix soon. But the other things that have been done simply speed up your WordPress life. It's an improvement for sure. The updates are now done in real time and without leaving the admin screen. And this is nice because instead of, clicking to update something and then it refreshes the screen, well, with this, it's done utilizing the jQuery or the Ajax, and it now allows you to make the update. It notifies you that the update is finished, but you've never left the screen. By selecting menus and renaming menus and so forth, you can now do that in the customizer, where you don't have to go into the dashboard and go all the way down into the menu. The streamlined customizer design provides now a mobile-friendly accessible interface. So for those of you who use the WordPress or the Android WordPress version on your smartphones, if you have ever tried to go in and go into the admin of your site to edit something on your smartphone, it's a little difficult. And having this customizer now running the menu and the widgets and everything, it means that you can almost do everything on your mobile that you could do on your WordPress website. So when you think of it, with every release of WordPress, it becomes easier and faster to make your site just the way you want it. Now, another little feature that comes with 4.3.3, WordPress will give you super strong passwords and help you remind you keep them strong by updating them often. Site icons are now part of WordPress. Site icons are images that represent your website, and you can configure them in your site icon in the site identity panel, and that image then can be used for browser, iOS or Android or Microsoft devices. In other news, Jeff Chandler with WP Tavern reports that WordCampus has been very devoted to promoting WordPress use in higher education. And while WordCampus is not officially part of WordCamp, it seems there's a growing interest in WordCampus from within the WordPress community. And Scott Taylor gives us some insights to what we might expect at the end of the year update of WordPress 4.4. It appears that the major things that WordPress is committing their resources to include the REST API, the Fields API, Term Meta, Shortcake UL, the Ticket 21467 Images, should default to not hot linking so that we don't have to bring a plugin to do that. We should make that as part of WordPress. And then rig responsive images and post to posts. These are all items that are at various stages of development. And of course, there can't be any guarantee they will all make the cut toward the end of the year. But it seems like we're seeing some great new tools coming down the line for WordPress 4.4 here as we just received 4.3. So something that you need to be aware of with WordPress is that it is ever changing. It's ever improving. It's always on the rise to the next level. And as we do, then we who are in WordPress are moving up the scale every time WordPress moves up. In the arena of WordPress remote management, WP Remote Multi-Site Post allows for advanced remote WordPress management for sites using multi-site or XML RPC. I currently use WP Remote, the plain version, to manage over 145 WordPress installs nationally, and it works great most of the time. There are some bugs in it, and there's sometimes it works like it should, and other times it doesn't. But as WordPress gets smarter, I hope that WP Remote will also work smarter. And now that they have it going into multi-site, I think that's even better. Over at Facebook, if you get the FB group feed, which is a plugin you can use, it will display your Facebook group feeds to any post or page. And then finally, in security news, WordCamp Europe named Nikolai Bakalski as the first security czar for WordPress. His responsibilities are to coordinate the security efforts of WordPress.org, mostly with incident response, and to make sure that they respond quickly, have solid fixes, and make sure everyone involved is informed. Well, this is the wrap for another news from the WordPress page. It's now time for the WordPress Focus, our second page segment of my WordPress Help Desk. Today I'm going to be talking about Stripe versus PayPal. So if you're ready, let's move to page two.
Been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.
As you know, any WordPress website you wish to enable to take payments, visitors, whether it's just single payments or recurring subscriptions or even full commerce shopping carts, you always have had an easy way out by using PayPal. However, PayPal comes with a cost, not so much of an upfront cost, but the cost in customer non-satisfaction. People historically don't like using PayPal. Their way of presenting the payment and suggesting that you join PayPal turn people off. You and I know that they just have to click on another payment icon and pay by their own credit card, but even with people who know, they are still leery of using PayPal. One, because your site is not secure. And if you ask for a payment or donation, someone's going to be turned off because they know that your site is insecure, even though they might know that the link to PayPal is over to a secure server. It's the mindset that is the negative about PayPal, and that makes it very difficult to recommend. Another factor is, and it's an important factor, and that is that by definition, PayPal is not a true PCI-compliant financial institution like a bank or a gateway like AuthorizedNet, but instead, it is a money-collecting arm of eBay. It was established as an aggregator to collect funds and then send it to the bank as an ATM transaction. As an aggregator, they play by different rules, and it means that if they want to hold your money for any reason, they can and do. In my case, they held over $400 that had just been sent to me by a hosting client, and because they didn't like a transaction that had come a month before in my PayPal. It had come in erroneously from someone I didn't know, and it turned out to be a fraudulent charge on a stolen debit card. Once I was told it was erroneous and said return it to whoever it came from, but they said because it looked like fraud, then they not only locked up my business, even though I was being responsible and trying to return the money, but they locked up not only my business account, but 8 other personal PayPal accounts for the various personal things I do where people pay me for things like book sales or training fees or consulting fees and so forth. In effect, their arbitrary decision killed my entire ability to accept money online. Thus, across several websites, I had to readjust and find other ways to accept payments. And this is when I met Stripe. And I must say, it has been a good thing since I've met them. Just on a side, another reason I personally don't recommend PayPal for business or nonprofits especially, is that for a long time, PayPal has contributed heavily to Planned Parenthood, which happens to be this nation's single largest abortion factory, which through its recent gruesome videos released are shown to also be illegally selling fully intact babies as research specimens that they collect fees for. Stripe, on the other hand, is clean in that corner, and Stripe offers everything that you would expect even from PayPal. To use Stripe is free to sign up, just like PayPal. To use Stripe, you can build a plan and then build a form. You can do this within Stripe or within a plugin. I use one called WP Stripe Full, which comes with a standard button builder, and you can build one-time purchases through Stripe, or on a pro version of WP Stripe Full, you can pay about $33, and now you can do unlimited recurring subscription-based buttons. And what is nice about Stripe is that it allows you to build a nice initial payment window, or you can also have it tied to a recurring payment. For example, for the local pregnancy centers that purchase one of our package website plans that comes with a setup fee and a monthly hosting management fee, Stripe made it seamlessly simple to create a button that would, upon being hit, that would not only take the setup fee and the monthly payment, the first monthly payment, pay that as the first payment, and then start the monthlies that will come at the lower monthly rate. Now, on the back side of Stripe, if you want to set up your bank, you can enter the bank account and routing numbers, and it goes and it finds your bank and confirms and verifies that it's ready. That's a lot better setup than the way PayPal did by sending fake payments to your site and you having to come back to PayPal and validate it. Next, your very first payment takes about 4 to 5 business days to land in your bank account. That's very similar to PayPal. But after that, once it's been fully validated, your transactions land in your bank in just 2 days after the transaction. PayPal always takes 4 to 5 business days and sometimes up to 2 weeks to validate. Further, if you want to do more than just run a payment center, but you want to run a payment center for a number of websites, Stripe Connect allows you to build a payment center that now can funnel the money to many different recipients. Stripe requires you to own your own SSL certificate, and any server can do this, but it means you have to have a static IP. But there's good news by having an SSL on your website, and that is that Google loves the SSL site because they see you're taking the necessary steps to protect the commerce side of your business. But also, it means that you're on a static IP, meaning you are the only person on that IP. You have no IP neighbors that could get you in trouble. You could be on a shared server, but if you are on a static IP, that's even better because you only have you on that one IP. Now, that may cost you a little extra a month, maybe $1.50, $2 extra to have a static IP, but it's well worth it if it means that you're the only one on that IP. An SSL certificate these days can be had for about $50 a year for the 128 encryption. That's pretty standard for web encryption. And that static IP, like I say, runs an average $150 to $2 a month to your hosting plan. If you are with a host that won't allow you to have a static IP, then, or if they're going to charge you more than $50 a year to have a certificate, then here over at Hosting-Master or Liquid Web, you can have Stripe hosting and your SSL, and you can have it set up overnight, ready to roll, and it will work within a number of monthly hosting subscription banners and buttons that you can use. and pricing is like it should be. It's just 2.9% with a 30-cent successful transaction fee with a two-day rolling into your bank account. Now, that beats 3.5% on PayPal, but they also have enterprise plans for those who process more than $80,000 every month over a three-month trial period. And believe it or not, when Stripe sees that you refund something, Stripe will even return their processing fee that they have taken out, the discount and the transaction fee. And best of all, there are no hidden fees, no recurring fees, no monthly fees, no add-on fees, no setup fees. You can run Stripe on your website or on your smartphone. In addition to processing most credit and debit cards, you can also process Bitcoin, Alipay, and American Express checkout. In addition to the robust Stripe API and Checkout API, numerous third-party plugins work seamlessly with Stripe, such as Affiliate WP, Stripe add-on for Gravity Forms, Dig Labs and Easy Digital Downloads, Buy Now for Stripe and MemberPress, Stripe for WordPress, and Stripe for WooCommerce. The Stripe for WooCommerce allows you to take your payments right there within WooCommerce using the Stripe AP. And it works in the U.S. and Canada, in the U.K., Australia, Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, and even more. Stripe is a simple way to accept payments online. And with Stripe, you can accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, JCB, and Diners Club cards directly on your store. Stripe has no setup fees, no monthly fees, no hidden costs. You only get charged when you earn money. Earnings are transferred to your bank on a 7-day rolling basis that ends up coming down to just 2 days. Stripe also supports the subscription extension and reusing of cards, and when a customer pays, they are set up in at Stripe as a customer. And if they create a second order, they will be able to check out using the same card, a massive time saver for returning customers. And for our own nonprofit ministry site, my-donations.com, we were able to set up Stripe on our secure site so that members could register and become a recipient of a Stripe-enabled donation form on their account. This allows us to ensure that every recipient receives a donation and they can see their money directed right into their recipient account. In other words, I could go on and on, but Stripe is absolutely wonderful, and Stripe serves in the way it should. And all you can do is just let your Stripe take over what you're doing. And if you want Stripe to be enabled on your WordPress account, then remember the chief considerations are that you're going to have a static IP, and B, you're going to have to install your own SSL certificate for your site. Now, if you can remember, our hostingmaster.com, our sponsor, would love to have your hosting business. And if you're needing something on your WordPress like this, it's simple when you're with us to just simply call and say, add an SSL certificate, add a static IP, add more bandwidth. It's so easy on Hosting-Master. So here's the recap that I've just shared with you. Stripe is more affordable than PayPal. Stripe is more upscalable than PayPal and works in many foreign countries and with many funding platforms. Stripe is versatile, giving you one-time or recurring payments with ease of configuration due to helpful WP plugins that run Stripe. And let today's call of action be, get set up with Stripe for your e-commerce solutions on WordPress. And now let's turn to our question and answers. Okay, if you want to ask a question for inclusion on this part of our show, send an email to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. In other words, let us help you. So ask your questions and they will be answered right here, if at all possible.
Well, in question one, James writes, I have been hacked.
He goes on to tell how hackers had inserted rogue code above his header menu so that a link to the porn site appeared above his menu. The first question you have to ask yourself before installing any security plugin is, where was that open door that the hacker used to infect your website? Once you have the answer to that, you can take the appropriate measures. And installing any security solution without first removing the bad stuff can just postpone your problem. Next, you can scan your website with Security with their site scanner and then remove the bad code. After that, you can install any security solution or secure your site with htaccess files. And of course, one of the best plugins I recommend is WordFence Security. Many times performing regular updates of both your plugins and themes will help, and of course using only trusted plugins is usually enough to avoid XSS or malicious attacks. Remember, there's a bunch of people that build plugins, and some premium plugins and templates that you get, you can find out here on free websites, are often bloated with malicious code from the time you install them, and you need to use Theme Checker to make sure that your theme doesn't have that malicious file. Now, another factor is that you need to look at all of your code to know what is there. Then, if there is malicious code, you'll know what to do and where to remove it. But the problem is that if it shows up on your main page, you can also bet that it probably has related code hidden in your uploads or images or plugin directories as well. Rather than try to become a security specialist, have security scan your site. In question two, Nancy asks how to build a table that is fully responsive. Well, of course, the best way is to replace your table with div statements. Instead of using hard widths, use relative percentages with a span that sets the relative size of the overall table. There are a number of plugins that enable tabling, including Win's responsive table shortcode, and TablePress is one that I recommend, which will just about do everything you need to pull this conversion over. In question three, Terry asked about what we think is the best security plugin. Well, Terry, I personally have used a number of the most popular plugins, but have recently settled on WordPress Security. I think it is perhaps one of the strongest firewall type plugins that you can add. And as a side note, it also gives you super fast caching feature that will speed up any WordPress. In our fourth question, Marlo asked about a form plugin that allows you to work with specific rules. For example, if you pick a certain button and then it will reveal a second or a third button. Well, Marlo, my answer is very simple. Gravity Forms. Gravity Forms is a paid premium plugin, and it offers robust custom form building, lots of add-ons that will extend it wherever you wish to go with your form. And then, of course, in our fifth and final question, the best solution for email hosting for business? I have one word, Gmail. Set up the business apps, you know, the Google Business App account. It's just $5 a month for the main user. Now, point the MX record of your domain over to Google servers, and now you have domain-branded email running on the proven Gmail platform. Well, this brings us to an end of yet another My WordPress Help Desk, and I hope that you got a lot out of today's show. Remember our sponsors, hosting-master.com, wp-sitemakers.com, and site-keeper.com. And together we will keep WordPress sites flowing and great sites showing up, taking orders, and making money. Have fun with WordPress, and I will see you next week for yet another WordPress Help Desk. Remember, you can listen to any archived show over at www.mywphelpdesk.com. Now, while you're here, subscribe and tell a friend about My WordPress Help Desk. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.